Cape Fear area elected officials and residents say complying with critical habitat management considerations, such as dredging and other forms of beach nourishment, could hurt tourism as well as existing turtle protection programs. But Pete Benjamin, a field supervisor from Fish and Wildlife who sat on the hearing panel, says similar fears concerning the piping plover habitat did not actualize.
It's had a very minor, if any, economic impact. I think it has, in part, achieved some of the benefits that we anticipated, which are largely educational, to highlight the importance of these areas for these species. It helps to highlight those specific spots that are critically important. We anticipate from the waterhead sea turtle critical habitat rule that we're dealing with right now.
The public comment period for this rule runs until September 16th, and Fish and Wildlife hopes to publish its final rule next summer. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.